So let me get started. So this is the Manky Pee Pee podcast, episode 13. I normally have a guest or a guest or two that I interview, but every once in a while, I really like just to have a round table conversation or an open conversation where we can all chat and hang out and just catch up and keep up to date. So I always welcome any DOMs to speak. Subs are welcome to listen if you want the mic. In my opinion, the only subs I'm interested in talking to are either subs that are owned or that subs that have sent tribute. Otherwise, you probably have something that we're not interested in hearing, you know, just being super blunt about it. So yeah, can we just talk about social media for a second? So by the way, one of our friends just this morning, her at is Tattoo Foot Girl. Her account on Twitter is temporarily restricted because she changed her banner, and on her banner, her ass was in it. Like, her ass was in the banner. And so, just FYI, do not put your ass on the banner of your Twitter page, because that will get you flagged. Caroline Rose, just FYI. And that happened to another friend of ours too, and her whole account got like taken down. So just be careful, because some of these promo pages will offer to make a banner for you. And maybe they don't know that those rules are in place. So when they pick pictures of you to create the banner, they'll probably pick a picture of you that has like something showy, you know? So just be very careful with that in the future. Awesome. Welcome, Goddess Chunky, and welcome, Kiki's Retweet Slave, who is always awesome and very obedient. And so I just want to welcome Goddess Chunky. If you want to speak, you're more than welcome to. You just missed your demon puppy coming in, by the way. So he left, but I was pretty surprised to see him in here. Just FYI. Anyway, how is everybody? I feel like I've talked for quite a bit there. How are you guys? I know Divine's having her coffee.
I was just linking that to some of the groups, the podcast to some of the groups, but I'm here. How are you, Mari?
Love it. Yeah, I love to have you here. And I also love that Divine's here too, because I know she couldn't make it to the pod on Fridays, but I'm doing great. I don't know, just this balance of life and this lifestyle and just like learning so many things about it. And I think I definitely wanted to touch on the social media a little bit, because I feel like we never talk about that. And I didn't know that I didn't know that you didn't know about the frequently asked questions feature on Instagram. So
I didn't. Is that new? Or I honestly don't use Instagram that often. I'm super lazy with it. So I'll post like once every few days. I don't really answer a lot of messages on there, because they're all garbage messages where, you know, the person's not following me and they just want to, you know, get off on every single question I answer. So I am not answering as many questions. I just send the Cash App or say, you know, how are you wanting to serve, basically? Because that, you know, it's the same questions. I'm sure you get them too. Like the, are you wearing socks? Are you wearing shoes? You know, basic benign questions. But before you know it, the next line is, I just came. So I don't answer questions anymore.
Yes. Oh my God. I can't stand that. There's so many things about that. I'm like, first of all, how are you even able to come to me saying like Cash App or something? Like, I don't even know. Like what? I didn't know that Cash App was such a turn on that you wouldn't send to even just the Cash App, like a green bubble account.
Just because you acknowledge that they existed. It's like they've just fanboyed all over the floor, you know?
Absolutely. No, so there's a feature for that. So for those on Instagram, and by the way, Instagram can be really useful. I mean, at least in the foot platform world, I don't know about the other stuff, but so Instagram has a feature where you can put frequently asked questions. So basically when someone goes into your DMs, the frequently asked questions will come up and they can click on one of those questions and the answer that you wrote for that question will pop up for them. So you can give them this information without even interacting with them, you know?
Perfect.
It's so awesome.
Well, yeah, because nobody reads the bios, right? And with Instagram in particular, you have to watch, you know, so carefully what you say. And I think that I've had one photo taken down, but it wasn't because of the photo. It was literally because of what I said. Because I don't use hashtags or anything on there. So I just said something that I guess was too much. I don't know. It probably was something about licking a toe or something, but they took it down for that one thing.
Yeah.
You just have to be so good on there.
Yeah, that's the unfortunately, IG is so sensitive to everything that you do. And that's another reason why, like, those of you, you know, the people on IG, like the foot lovers on IG, need to get like out and go and click on other links and follow your favorite models somewhere else, because she might just disappear. Like, her account might just disappear on Instagram, you know?
Yeah, good
and
point.
So it's always better to just like find her somewhere else, like have a backup, always have a backup. I want to welcome Goddess Jen to the space. She just joined, and I was just applauding you, Jen, with Divine, because we were like, yo, Jen is on LF, like on Loyal Fans, like disciplined, like every day. How's that going for you?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi.
Okay, so I will say there are some good days and there are some bad days. Obviously, like every single day here, it's just unstable, so you can never know. Some days, like, I can literally make $5 and be 3 hours. And
okay,
that's really okay. But you can have like good conversations with people, so you don't really mind it.
Okay, hold on. Here's where I have to pause for a second.
Yeah.
How do you stay, like, I don't know if it's me having ADHD or something, or just antsy, or like can't sit still for 5 minutes. How do you stay for 3 hours?
I put on some good music and I do Duolingo. Like if no one is there and it's just me, sometimes you can just be there like half an hour, 45 minutes on your own. I just like go on my phone and listen to music and like sing to myself and like study. I'm studying languages on Duolingo. So I just do that. And, you know, basically what you would do in bed. At the end of the day, just in front of your computer.
So what would it take? So let's say you're an hour in, there's nobody for that hour, somebody comes in, how would they get your attention?
So it's divided to two. Either I am so into my phone, or I'm in the middle of doing something on my Duolingo and I'm like not paying attention, and they write like hello goddess or hello mistress or whatever. Or if I see someone coming in and I see that he stays for a while, I just say his name and I'm like, introduce yourself, say hi, like, let me know who you are. Because if not, I'm going to kick you out.
Do you ever do ignore anymore, or you engage with them usually?
I actually really like engaging. I especially love asking them lots of questions.
I think that's important though. Jen, I think what you're mentioning there, like that you do engage with them, because Like, I feel like with ignore, it doesn't, and this is just my opinion, it doesn't work unless there's already kind of a relationship built beforehand. Like, I feel like ignore kind of works more with owned subs versus where something's been established already versus like, I don't know anything about you.
Yeah, so I feel like there's a really limited amount of people that like live ignores. I think people mostly like ignore like videos, for example, that you upload rather than you ignoring them live. I feel like people love it when you engage with them, especially subs when they're just looking for attention. So when you ask them so many questions and you like want to get to know them, that makes them want to stay. And then at some point you go, oh, sorry, it's a tip to stay chat. So if you want to keep chatting with me, you're going to have to leave me a nice tip. But if not, it was really nice knowing you and I'm going to kick you out in 10 seconds. So make your decision. And then either they stay or they go, and that's completely fine.
Yeah, and a piece of advice for the subs or the people that, you know, watch the live or join that live, it really helps if your name, that's one of the things I've noticed, it really helps if the name of your account says something about you. Because if your username is 123 whatever, like the 123XYZ or something like that, like what, there doesn't tell us anything about you. Like, because especially on loyal fans, there's no profile picture on you. There's no like profile on you at all, is what I found. So the only thing that we have is a username.
I want to give a nice tip to goddesses that use loyal fans. I actually caught on to this yesterday. So someone came on my live yesterday and then he said, did you see what kind of account I have? And then I said, the fuck does that mean? And then he said, look at my account, look what it says. And then under the name of the account, it says either basic membership, gold, silver, or premium. And the memberships are according to how much they spend. So a premium membership is a big spender. And then a silver and a gold are like an intermediate, and a basic is someone that just basically never spends or never uploads any money to his wallet on loyal fans. And I realized that yesterday. So if someone, for example, comes online and I see that he's in my live for a while, I go into his profile, I look to see what kind of membership he has, and then I know if it's worth even engaging with that person.
What?
That's a really good point.
That is awesome. See, this is why these spaces need to happen. Yeah, that's really good. No, Jen, you're becoming such a master at this, a pro at this. So I so applaud you for being so dedicated to it and so disciplined. I want to hear from Divine. I know that Divine's having her coffee, but I never get to hear from her these days. So I'm so curious as to what she's up to.
Hey, I'm still working on the coffee. I had a little bit of a glitch. No, cleaning up the glitch. I'm good. I was curious. I was listening to what Jen was saying because I've tried the loyal fans lives a few times. And then lately, the work that I have during the day, the last thing I want to do is have more work in the evening. So I love being on here is like relaxing. You know, it's work, but it's relaxing. But I totally resonated with you, Mari, just sitting somewhere because I'm like all over the place in the evening getting things done. But I'm thinking I'm going to try that out this weekend of just, oh, sorry, Chihuahua barking. I think I'm going to try that out of just trying to see it as what I would do before bed. Or just, yeah, have it on when I'm doing the reading I need to do or something. And just being mindful of, do I want to wear socks or do I not? I want to give a shout out too to like Snow White. She has all these different outfits she does with like, she has nylons and then socks and then Converse. And I was curious, Jen, what you're doing with that. Are you starting out with feet or are you doing like a foot reveal? Do tell, because I'm curious about these approaches.
So I started off my lives doing mostly like me sitting in front of the camera with my feet. And then I realized that a lot of people on loyal fans don't even like feet. They're more like they like to see, I'm sorry, but they like boobs. So I wear lots of cleavage. And I basically, so there are foot people on Loyal Fans for sure. But a lot of people, I notice that when they come on your Loyal Fans and they see feet, they automatically leave. So I like to start off by showing like maybe chin down. And then when you ask them, when you're like, what are your fetishes? What do you like? And they say feet, you go, oh, you're so lucky. You reached just the right life. Like, I have beautiful, gorgeous feet. You want to see them? Like, you know?
Ah, perfect. Yeah, yeah. I think that's a wonderful tip. I think you're right. I think we get so much focus here on Twitter with feet. We kind of fell into that niche here, but there's so much more to offer. So, no, that's really...
Yeah, I actually... that's interesting. Actually, the times that I've gone live, it has been mostly like talking. And then just through talking, I've received a couple of tips here and there, rather than it being like a foot show, if that makes any sense. So I kind of understand where Jen's coming from.
Yeah, I'd be curious. I invited to see if Snow was around, because I know that Snow White has had some of those quite successfully, but I think I'm just maybe lacking the creativity she has, you know.
So I think she names her lives. I haven't done any lives yet. I don't have a laptop right now, so it's not very easy for me to do them. But I know that when Snow does it, she like names her lives, you know, try to take, you know, see if you can get me to take off my socks and shoes or something like that. So everyone that goes there already knows that. And I don't know if she does a public or a followers only or however that works, but she gets mostly people on there that are just trying to get her to take off her socks and shoes, because they know what to expect when they go there. So I don't know.
That's so clever, though, because, I mean, other DOMs can do that, too, with other things. Like, let's say, like, if there are other DOMs that do ass worship, for example. So maybe they can wear, like, a pair of shorts with cute underwear or something. I don't know. And then they can be, like, you know, send and I'll take, you know, my shorts off and show you my beautiful ass or whatever the case may be. Like, what, you know, I don't know, whatever it is.
So I actually chatted with Princess Ava, not Goddess Ava. I think we talked about her before in our Minky PP chat about how she can make like a 5K per month on Loyal Fans. And she actually gave me the inspiration to do live, like everyday lives. And I asked her, I'm like, okay, well, she shows her face, but I don't. And I know that a lot of us don't show our face, or we don't feel comfortable to sit and look at a camera. So I asked her, I'm like, how would you recommend someone who doesn't show her face to do lives? And she really did say, she says, outfits. Just be really creative with what you wear. Don't go on with your PJs. Like, you can do a live with your PJs, but like do short PJs or like really like cleavagey PJs or something like that. Like be creative in that sense. Like, she does amazing makeup when she goes on live.
Well, and Jen, honestly, you could just be like, hey, can anybody get my top off? But never take it off, you know, because, you know that they love it. You know, they do.
I mean, yes, but at the same time, it feels so horrible to be like, oh, make me take my top off and then just like never do it. I feel so bad. I feel like I'm not able to do it. I wish I could, though. Some girls do really demeaning stuff to people on their lives. And I'm like, nope, I just can't do it. Like, it's just not, I can't.
That's okay.
No, I am super curious as to what goes on the other lives that these DOMs do.
So, I had my puppy sniff around.
Jen sent a spy to look around.
I was just like, I was super curious, because I was like, in the beginning, I wasn't getting any bites, and I was just like, maybe I'm doing it wrong. Like, maybe I need to like take some inspiration from other DOMs. So I asked my puppy, I'm like, listen, I'm gonna set you some kind of budget, and I want you to go on lives, and like lives that you really like, I want you to tip them. And and then come back to me and tell me what they do so that I can know, like, maybe I'm just not doing it right.
And then what do they do?
He really did. He said they just talk. They just sit there and they talk. He said, put on some good music, like, just kind of sit there, just kind of like be with your phone when they're not on, and just chat with them. Like, people really like to chat with the models, and then the models like go, okay, it's time to tip. Come on, let's tip. Like, it's like a conversation that rolls, and people are super invested already, so they want to stay, so they tip.
Right. I understand. Okay, that makes total sense. This is totally, I just want to say that this is totally normal. Like, the whole concept of, well, we shouldn't have to pay to talk to you, that some people think is like the, it's like, I'm just going to say it's really dumb. Because, yeah, it's our time. It's our time. It's our energy. You know, like, and there's other platforms that offer that. Like, for example, Sex Panther. You can't send a message without paying for it. You can't talk without paying for it. So paying models to talk to you is not unheard of. It's not strange. It's totally normal.
That's a good point that you brought that up, because it's kind of like what we talked about before with, I mean, how much money does an average guy drop at a bar to buy someone drinks that he wants to talk to? You know, or if you ask someone out on a, you know, maybe a get to know you type date, you're going to buy like coffee and maybe breakfast or something like that. So it's really not that unusual for someone to pay to talk to somebody in some way, just because it's, you know, cash and not maybe necessarily a drink doesn't really, I don't think it really matters.
For sure. And a lot of people go on lives and they say, like, I don't understand why I'm being kicked out of lives. And I'm like, okay, well, did you tip? And they're like, no, I don't tip. And I'm like, okay, well, that's why. Because,
yeah, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
What are you doing on there? What are you doing on there? Like, why are you here?
No, it's just completely ridiculous. And they're like super surprised. I'm like, why are you surprised? Like, this is our time. It's valuable. Get the fuck out of here.
there was one. I did get one on LF on Loyal Fans where he was like, what's your PayPal? And I got so mad. I was like, what are you doing here? Why are you on Loyal Fans asking me for my PayPal? Get out. Bye.
Do you think it's because he knew that Loyal Fans takes a percentage? Or do you think he just wanted to scam you through PayPal?
Actually had someone give me through Cash App because he says that he doesn't want the 20% to go to Loyal Fans. So it's like a 50-50.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't think about it that way. I think the way I read it was like, I don't want to have to go out of my way to, like, I'm live, it's public, and I have to go out of my way to figure out how to, like, because you're not even allowed to send a link on the chat. So how am I, so I have to go out of my way to figure out how to give you, no, you go, you want to send me something? Go on my profile, go on, like, you go find my PayPal. You know, I have to somehow stop everything in motion and figure out how to copy and paste a link that on a chat that doesn't allow links. No, no, no.
You can post your link tree though.
Oh, you can?
You can share the link tree on the, but is it like clickable?
No, you copy, they can copy paste it. They won't die from it.
Well, yeah, you'd think so. You'd fucking think so.
I'm curious though.
People ask some questions, you know? Look at the bio.
Yeah. Have any of you ever used Sex Panther? I'm like super curious how it works.
I have. Yeah, I have. I think what's annoying about it is that you have to consistently be posting there too. You have to share, it's like a feed. You have to share your images on there as well. So I think that's where it's kind of annoying. But I know that there are some people that are really successful in Sex Panther. So I don't use it that much. I did start using this website called a talk. I think it's called Talk to Me. I think I gotta double check on that one. But what I like about that one is that, like, so how, the way it works is that you leave like a voicemail for other guys to listen to, and you can also listen to other guys' voicemails, and like basically you connect with whichever one resonated with you, and they resonated with you also. Like you liked their message, and they liked your message as well.
And then what kind of people reach that? Like, I'm always curious about the type of people that go on those websites, because they're not really famous or familiar. Or maybe I'm just not familiar with them because I'm just not in the U.S. But, like, I'm wondering about the type of subs that you find there.
So I'm pretty new to it, but it's not a sub platform. Like, you know what I'm – like, it's not – you know, and I'm not sure even loyal fans is necessarily like maybe the people that maybe a lot of guys that go on there aren't necessarily subs either. But like there's just guys that are they're just horny. They're just horny, you know, and some will like it depending on your message, because your message will be like, hey, you know, you just describing yourself like, hey, I am a dom. I like being in command, or I like however you describe yourself. And so whoever wants to connect with you, you're will most likely either be a submissive or someone that likes someone that's commanding, you know, because I've also heard messages from I've heard like one message from a guy that was like, I really like your voice, but I'm not into dominant women. And I'm like, well, then I'm not going to fucking connect with you, because I'm not going to listen to a guy telling me what to do. So, yeah. Also, really quick, this Deli account needs to stop being so annoying, constantly requesting to be a speaker. One, like why? What have you to contribute to this conversation that I would allow you to be a speaker? No.
What the fuck?
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to say that I appreciate this podcast. I've been kind of in the community for a while and didn't know that it was as popular as it was now, apparently.
Oh my god, stop, no way, our podcast is popular. Hi, Ophelia.
Well, I meant the community in general, but yeah, this podcast I have seen like just pop up like the past couple episodes. Like my friend Amith was on here a while ago.
Oh, she's fantastic. Yeah, she was so wonderful to speak to. That's so cool. Thank you so much for joining, and thank you so much for listening to the episodes. I really love that. That makes me so happy to hear.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of a podcast addict. Like there's a whole app called Podcast Addict, and that's like where I listen to all my podcasts. So I was wondering if Twitter is the only place that you post this podcast, or is there a way I could actually subscribe and get notifications like through an app or something? That way every time it pops up other than on Twitter, like if there's anywhere I could find it.
Yeah. So that's a great question. And you know what? You're not the first person to ask me this. So what I like about doing it on Twitter Spaces is that people can join, and you know it gets recorded. And for example, like you're on here and you're speaking, so that's why I do it on here, because anybody who wants to, you know, any dom that wants to speak or model or whatever wants to speak, they're welcome to. And I don't know if there's a way to take this recording, and I'm happy to take any suggestions in my DMs, to take this recording and post it everywhere else. Yeah, you know, like in Apple Podcasts or whatever, because I also don't know what Twitter's guidelines are on that. And that's kind of what makes me wary.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But also that's a lot of more work for me.
True.
And the only way I'd be interested in doing that is if a sub is doing it for me. Like, hey, you figure out how to take this recording and spread it out everywhere. I'm not going to focus on that.
Okay. I would be pretty interested in doing something like that for you if I could figure it out, or like if we could figure out the Twitter guidelines so that we could share your podcast. I did share the last episode, and I shared it like on my social media pretty much everywhere. So like it's still the Twitter link, but I did spread the word.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Awesome. Of you. Thank you so much.
Like, I think this is something that people really like need to know, that they're like, you don't have to like stay in hiding with your like fetishes and how you live your lifestyle, because there's literally a billion people in the world that are like just the same as you. Like, there's no reason to sit there by yourself like I did when I was a teenager and be like, what the heck is wrong with me? Like, why do I have these sudden interests when there's literally a whole billion people out there that you can talk to about this kind of thing?
Absolutely. I agree with that so much. Nobody should be, we've talked about this before, but you know, like there's just so many people, subs, husbands, boyfriends that, you know, say, you know, they have these fetishes, these kinks, they think they're weird, they're outcasted. And it's awful. And I think it's ridiculous. Humans are sexual beings. It's ridiculous to hide some of this stuff.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Divine.
I was just going to say, yeah, I remember we had that conversation. It was probably like the second or third podcast. And what was the statistic? One of you guys had it. Was it Kiki that had it, or was it you, Mari? About like X amount of people out of 8 people, like 2 of them have feet fetishes. You have a foot fetish. What was that?
I think I read it was like 1 in 7 or something. I mean, foot fetish in particular is extremely common. And, you know, and there's so many, it's such a variety of reasons for it. And a lot of people can't even define it themselves. But I mean, it's not going anywhere. So people might as well be, you know, be able to share it, and especially with their partners. There's so many people that are afraid to share it with their own partners.
Yeah, that's something I find. I have a polyamorous lifestyle, and so that's something I find with monogamous lifestyles, that like there are a lot of partners, as like men especially, that like have been in a monogamous relationship, and they like try to keep you secret and all kinds of stuff like that. And I'm just like, I'm not down with that. It's like disrespectful. Like, I feel like if you want to be into that, then you shouldn't like marry someone unless you're willing to share those things with them. So it kind of doesn't make sense to me when I look at monogamy versus polyamory and how all of this is included. Like, the polyam relationships seem to be way more open about it than monogamous relationships.
Jen, you okay?
Yeah. I don't know if it's like, I haven't found statistics on that or anything. It's just like, that's how I see things, like, and view things. And so I feel like if people would be more open about it, then it would also like maybe like help out some marriages, because I'm like, why don't you just tell your wife these things? I mean, you married her, like, why don't?
Yeah, well, I do think that the world, or at least from what I see in the U.S. is slowly coming to terms with these things. You know, like, for example, there's never been as many foot models as there are now. There's never been as many DOMs on the platform as there are now. Like, it's like everyone, like a lot of people are starting to get into it. And I think part of the reason is because it's more kind of like open-minded, you know. I mean, obviously we still have ways to go. But
it's made quite the lifestyle has made quite a bit of improvement and growth since like I was younger and like reading about it And like I said, just like thinking like, I'm not going to find someone for me, like much less multiple people for me, like that feel the same way as me. And then like I come on here on Twitter and Fet Life and like Foot Finder and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, there are people who are like just exactly like think exactly the same way as me. Like, and it's like super exciting to see and like really refreshing, like to realize that coming, like my family tried to raise me Southern Baptist, but I took a more pagan path. So it's like really refreshing to see that there are so many people accepting it when you were a teenager from Kentucky and now you're like an adult mom, and like just seeing the growth really blows my mind a lot. And yeah, and excites me about like the way the world is opening up and like becoming more free about the way they feel and see and think about things.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I give a lot of props to the models and the DOMs doing this, because we are putting ourselves out there. Like we're putting ourselves out there. There's pictures of us or there's videos of us, you know, and that's a brave thing to do.
Yeah. And you're really like helping pave the way for people like me who have been into this for a long time, but like just don't really know how to go about it. Like, sometimes I have, like, a lot of men have been into degradation, and I'm like kind of like a hippie, free loving kind of person. So it takes me a minute to like get in that mode, and like think about, okay, well, that they want you to do this, you know? They like it, that it's like that would get, that's what gets them and excited. So, it's just really, yeah. It just really surprises me that it has come such a long way, and like all of you lovely ladies have like helped provide like inspiration for me and motivation. And
oh, well, like, thank you so much.
Yeah. Y'all help make people like me like feel a lot more confident about putting my mind in that mindset where you like really fully just control somebody that gives their consent, you know. So I really appreciate everyone being so open on here also and letting me
go. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I have to apologize to cut you off there, but yeah, I absolutely agree. You know, I do want to give a chance for everybody to have a moment to speak, because I know that we have other speakers here as well. I know that Jen's on here, Divine's on here, and Kiki's on here. And we all have different experiences. We all have something to learn from one another. And I think that's what's really great about having this space as well. And we were talking about social media there a little bit. So we were talking about like Sex Panther, loyal fans, OnlyFans. Well, we haven't spoken about OnlyFans, actually. How are we doing on the OnlyFans front, by the way? Oh, Goddess Jen gets a thumbs down.
I do better with OnlyFans, but that's only because I've had it longer than Loyal Fans, and I haven't done any. I'm planning to use Loyal Fans as kind of my live platform once I get that going. But OnlyFans I've had longer. So I've kind of nurtured it a little more. I make sure to post almost every day. You know, I have lags, but I intend to post every day. And it's hard to get people to talk on there. Like, people are really shy. You put a poll on there and you'll get like 3 votes, and it's like from your friends, you know, like just people don't like to talk on there much. And it's like, no, I want to get to know you. You have to reach out to them. I don't know. And I'm sure it's similar with any of the fan pages. Like, you have to say, hey, what do you like? Let me know. It's okay if you let me know.
Yeah, absolutely. What about you, Jen? You put a thumbs down there earlier for OnlyFans.
I started out with OnlyFans because I felt like that was the platform that was most known. But I think that if you would take OnlyFans and you would put it together with the concept of Lives of Loyal Fans, I feel like it would be so much better, because I like it that in Loyal Fans, you can know a lot of other models even. Like, I don't really go onto other models' pages and look at their content. And I feel like on Loyal Fans, it's more there. And I also don't know a lot of, like, subs on Loyal on OnlyFans. I know mostly on, like, Loyal Fans. And, okay, so on OnlyFans, do you have a paid,
pay-per-view?
Yeah, pay-per-view, or do you do it for free and then you add pics that are like pay-per-view? Sorry, my train of
No, you're fine. No, I don't do it that way. I just do a one-time subscription. That's it. I'm not going to do that. I think I tried the pay-per-view once and I was like, I'm not into it.
So on OnlyFans, I think we all started, the main tip we get for OnlyFans is to start off with a page that's for free and then upload like some free content and then some pay-per-view content. And then like with time, when you get enough likes, to move it to a subscription page. But what I like with Loyal Fans is that people can buy your content. Like people can buy specific content you have.
Yes, so, I do. I noticed that, Jen. Loyal Fans is better in that sense that there's an opportunity for the people on there to buy literally anything. They can buy a message from you, like just texting you, they'd have to pay. Or if they want to see a picture, they're not even subscribed to you, they'd have to pay. Or if they want to see a video of yours, they'd have to pay. And I think I really like that Loyal Fans does put that front on, that barrier on, of just like, if you wanted to post something for free to the public, you could do that, but also put a price on it for people that you don't want to see it, for everybody to see. So I think that's really good.
Yeah, I feel like on OnlyFans, you have more freeloaders than on Loyal Fans. Like Loyal Fans, it's known. You pay to get what you want. You have to, everything has a price on it. Like if you do if you subscribe yourself to Loyal Fans as a sub, you will need to fill your wallet. But with OnlyFans, you can literally just like be a freeloader and go onto a lot of free profiles and just like never buy the content.
Yeah, and it's easier to steal content from there as well and post it online. And we've had that happen in our group before, you know. Even when you have a live and you have maybe like a free link that's only good for that day, so that people can, that are not subscribed to you, can come and watch the live, and then they'll pull the live or they'll pull some of your other stuff and they'll post it everywhere. And so I feel like Loyal Fans took all, like, watched what OnlyFans was doing and pulled from it all the things that, you know, you just have so many more options with Loyal Fans. And OnlyFans, you know, like you said, Jen, that was kind of the advice, is have a free account if you don't have a big following. And then you get all these users and you get all excited and you're like, okay, it's time to have a subscription. And then you watch them all drop through the month, all the freeloaders just go away and you're left with like three people. You know, it's a little bit devastating when that happens, but you have to build it all back up again.
Yeah. I also don't like the concept on OnlyFans that it shows how much like a page has, because you can be so good but have not that much of likes, and like people won't look at it because you don't have a lot of likes. So I feel like it can be a little bit misleading sometimes.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Yeah, no.
I think you can block it off though. I think you can choose whether to show like how many fans you have, how many likes you have, and stuff like that. I think you can. But you're right. It's just like the follower count on Twitter, though. You know, somebody might have only 300 followers, but might be, you know, getting that bag every day. Whereas somebody else might have 8,000 followers and isn't doing so great. So the numbers don't matter as much as I think we put so much stock into it. I think when we start, and I don't know, I don't think about it as much.
Okay. So what about, okay, so we've covered, a couple of those, the Instagram. Sorry, go ahead, Jen.
Fansly. There's also Fansly, right?
I have never used Fansly or known anything about Fansly. Have you used Fansly, Jen?
No, I'm not. I'm not opening more. I'm done.
I think Snow has a Fansly.
Yeah, I think Snow has a Fansly too.
But she likes loyal fans now, though, I think.
And what about Reddit? We've all heard about Reddit. I think the downside with Reddit is that, like Twitter, you can't put some sort of filter, on there where it's like, if you're going to talk to me, pay me first.
Reddit. I started off on Reddit. Some things I don't like about Reddit is so I like it and I don't like it at the same time. The rules in the subreddits are so fucking annoying. Like in the subreddit feet, for example, they don't want you to have, so you have to show both of your feet. You have to not have a watermark that's too big or too small. It has to be like this. It has to be like that. And if it's not, then they remove your photo and you're like, what the actual fuck? Like if you have socks on, they remove it. If you have a watermark, they remove it. If you're not sitting in an exact position, they remove it. Like, it's so fucking annoying. But at the same time, not that specific type of rules, but like other rules, like verification rules, I feel like it's so good because it helps to weed out all the scammer, like all the model scammers. But there are so many freeloaders on Reddit, so many like random messages I get where I'm like, ugh.
Yes, I agree. I really... I wish there was some sort of verification for the guys too. Like, do you have a bank account or something? But then again, that would violate the policy that they have because they have their rules where it's like, you can't say that you're selling something. You can't, there is a lot of rules on there. However, I think I have found some gems on Twitter. I'm sorry, on Reddit. I don't know about you guys, but I've had some pretty good experiences on Reddit as well.
Yeah, I had really good experiences on Reddit also, mainly because it was my only platform for at least half a year. But like the problem with Reddit is that you have to post at specific hours, at specific minutes, at specific seconds, because that's the time where the subreddit is blowing with actual subs, and then there can be like 1,000 of posts in 1 minute, and then your post can go all the way down, nobody can see it, you'll have one upvote, and it sucks. And on Twitter you can promote your stuff, so I don't know, I feel like there are pros and cons to everything, but that specifically gets me the most, the fact that you can post a really good picture, and then it will get like 3 upvotes.
Yeah. Actually, right. Let's go back to Twitter there for a second, because you did mention the promo on retweet the promos on Twitter. I just want to give a shout out to all the retweet subs that work so hard to retweet us. So thank you so much. I'm just going to take that moment. Really appreciate you guys. It totally sucks that like, it has to be this way on Twitter, because we are always getting shadow banned. Have you guys gotten shadow banned in any? Like, I think I'm shadow banned in the search. Like, you can't search me unless I'm online or something like that.
Yeah, I think Megan checked it, and we were all shadow banned for search.
Yeah, we're all shadow banned in one way or another, which sucks, you know. And I think that's the whole reason why we do need retweet subs, or we do need, just some sort of promo or something like that. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on the whole promo and retweet and all that stuff?
I don't think that this would be possible without having other people doing that for us, and also having the engagement groups And it's a lot of work. And so, like, I think originally, for me, when someone comes to you and says, I want to help, I want to do this for you, I am not, you know, I'm not a fin sub, I'm not going to give you any money. At first, you're just like, kind of like, oh, really, you know, but it's so important to have, I think, especially in the beginning, it's so important to have people dedicated to you that will do this work for you. And so I mean, I have no problem with it. Obviously, one of mine is on here listening, and he's amazing. And I have another one as well. And they both do such good work. And I, you know, see my DMs blow up more. My following, you know, goes higher. You know, it's, you see the work that they're doing. So I think it's extremely important. I don't think that I would have gotten anywhere without that.
Yeah.
There are two types of retweet subs. So there are retweet subs like your retweet sub, Kiki, like your Kiki's RT slave, who's here right now, and big shout out to you. And for example, one of my retweet subs, Community Dog, he's like amazing. He does amazing work for me. And then there are other retweet subs, like, do you remember that retweet sub from Mari, from the Green Group and Mari? That he was like, I do all the work. I don't get anything in return. I don't understand. I put so much work into this and so much effort, and I get nothing back. And I'm like, yes, you do. You serve us. That's what you get back. Like, that's the point of being a retweet sub. What did you think you'd get?
I love that you said that, actually, because I think, and a lot of people have said this, but I think most recently, like, Missy, Daddy Missy said something, like, you know, her subs do this to serve her for just that. They do not ask for anything in return. And that's like a true good sub. They don't want anything in return because they're getting that pleasure of serving you. Me being who I am personally, like, I'll give my puppies treats sometimes. Like, they don't ask, but I'll just do that, you know, because I do appreciate the work they're doing. But yeah, they're not supposed to ask. If they're asking for something in return, they need to go away.
I wanted to speak to that, because I think that's the key, is when somebody approaches you and they say, I want to retweet for you. Is it transactional? Is it that they just enjoy the service? And Jen mentioned Community Dog, and like, that's an example of someone who's been here a long time, who's just, he does it for service. And just, even there are times when you're like, thank you. And he's like, you know, no, it's the pleasure is to serve you, Goddess. And that is the, that sort of reverence to service is what's so beautiful. And those are the ones you kind of hold kind of closer to your heart as far as caring about them. And then you offer your little, yeah, your little treats, your little bones. And then they're the ones who approach and they're like, okay, I retweeted. What do I get now? And then you're like, I don't think we had a discussion. You know, and there are times where, yeah, I do like to play with them sometimes, but when they start becoming really needy, and there's some in particular, and then they bop around on different goddesses, when they start demanding of my time, that's when it's time to let go or to put them in their place. Would you guys agree?
A 100%. Really quick, I saw Ophelia Aerith. I'm not sure if I'm saying the you're at right. I saw that you wanted to say something. Did you want to? I saw your mic go off. Yeah, good. Oh, she became a listener. Okay. Oh, I don't know what happened there.
I think she was having some connection issues.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you know what? Okay. There's a lot of, I'm gonna be frank here. There's pages out there with a large following that will want to promote you for something in return. And
we know who you're talking about.
And
Voldemort.
Say, you know, less.
We don't say the word. Say less. 30-second video, no, 1-second video with my name on your both your soles, and I want you to take off your socks, and I want you to take off your shoes. I also want, and Right? We know that.
And read through this whole script for me too and pretend, you know.
No. I'm never writing anyone's name on my souls anymore. That shit does not come off.
Well, you know what I thought about it? And this is what I love. I know that for a short while, my daughter was getting into this. And so she still has her account. But she was like, she looked at me and she's like, write some man's name on my feet? Are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, you know, we're doms. Why? I don't think that we want to have any, like, doesn't that make sense? What? Because I'm your property. So I really,
oh my God.
I thought, okay, you got it going on, girl. You're right. And I was like, okay. And it turned out that particular offer from that particular person, it was just not going to work for us. But it kind of took her just to like that fresh perspective, because I think we get so sucked into like, okay, how do I do followers? How do I, you know, how do I become more well-known?
They tend to target the newer DOMs or newer accounts or newer models. You know, right. When I first got onto Twitter, I was getting DMs from these guys like, hey, like, if you send me 2 photos, I'll promote you. Like, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. And I was just like, even at that point, even at the beginning, I was like, no, no, thanks.
Yeah. There's also specific pages out there that will promote you for money. And I feel like that is so weird. Like, I need to pay you to promote me? Like, nah, you got it twisted.
I mean, I think where my to each their own, of course. You know, if you want to pay to get promoted, that's totally cool. For me, it's more of like, I'd rather be giving that money to a dom that has a large following and a dom promoting me versus like some dude that I know is gonna jerk off to my photos for free and I'm paying him to promote me. I just think that women should be in power all the time. Like, that's literally all it is.
Well, maybe it's the difference. Like, if you come on here and you don't plan on doing the whole, you know, femdom, findom, footdom stuff, you just want to sell pictures or you just want to sell content. So you're basically just providing that service. Maybe in that circumstance, I think that it makes more sense to do whatever you can to promote that. But if you are claiming to be this powerful kind of person and in control of everything, I don't think that, I mean, that's a great point, Divine, I think you just made, or your daughter made, where it's like, why am I putting some man's name on my feet? And I mean, so I kind of understand, like, I think it just depends on what you're doing, maybe.
And like, they're getting off to feet. So imagine, like, the guys are into foot fetishes and they're getting off to feet. So could you, and we're writing on feet. So could you imagine, like, guys that are, you know, ass men or boob men? Imagine, like, the girls writing the guys' at across their breasts or, like, their ass, you know?
God, you're so right.
I've heard of people ordering that. Like, they'll be like, hey, could I buy from you pictures, can you put like my name or, you know, my picture, will you step on my face, you know, on my a picture of my face or something like that. But they're paying you for that. You're not paying them, or, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, and I know that I did some of those promotions early on because I didn't have the PP chat, I didn't have my girls, so I didn't know what I was doing, you know, and so I just had out on my own. But then some of them are really great promo pages. So like, I don't want to diss their doing what they're doing, you know, as far as providing a service that, you know, it's just like with sexuality, everybody has a thing that they enjoy. So I don't want to judge it, but yeah, it's definitely like an individual choice. But I think that we all are pretty aligned in how we feel about it. But I think that's part of our also being empowered. You join and there are a lot of things you don't know. And then you're like, oh, heck no. I'm going to own my space here, and I'm not letting anybody, like you said, Mari, this is about women being in control. And that doesn't mean that we're diminishing men, but we're providing a service of leading them and letting them submit in a really beautiful way. You know, like submission is actually a very masculine thing. That's one thing the subs, so the true ones that know, kind of know how they feel about it, share with us, you know, that for them, it's an act of service of their being men to submit to the feminine, you know, I mean, without getting super deep into it, but it really is psychologically, I love that part of it. That's what I enjoy about it.
I'm curious how you guys feel about threads.
You know me, I never participate in those things. I'm sorry.
Shout out to Kiki's puppy for posting threads endlessly throughout the day, but I'm sorry, I don't post in threads either.
I think that like there's a few threads that the models do, like if a model has a huge following, and occasionally they'll do one. I think you really have to watch though for the threads, because sometimes it's not being retweeted. The thread poster isn't retweeting anything. They're expecting everyone else to retweet everything. And so you're kind of just giving them more spank bank material, really. So I think it really depends on the purpose of the thread, like the point of the thread, and kind of their following, you know, their reputation.
Absolutely. There was a time, I don't know if it's still going on because you guys are more into the threads than I am, but there was a time where models got so sick of the threads that these guys were doing that models started doing their own threads. Like, because these guys that would create like threads every day, or Monday was something, Tuesday was another, and then all of a sudden we would just get a dick pic on our Twitter feed from the guy that is doing these threads, knowing that a bunch of models are gonna see it because we're always posting on the threads of that account.
Yeah, I gotta watch the Thick Thursday threads, man. Those because there was a couple promo pages that they were like thick dicks, thick whatever, and I'm like, no. I don't want that.
There was a thread by someone, by another model or another dom that I love, that was like, since guys share their dick pics all the time, why don't models like share their dick, their dildos or whatever, their strap-ons or whatever. And it was like, yes, a whole thread of models showing the dicks that they own.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of people. Scarlett and Tiffany and from Tiff's Toes. I mean, there was a bunch of models that just started posting random, like, strap-ons, cucumber, whatever. And we, some of us, I think, got in on it. I was like, I don't have anything to... we kind of got in on that, too. That was funny. And actually, we were getting DMs from some of the promo pages saying, what's going on?
We're taking over.
Exactly. I remember that, yeah.
Exciting times here on Twitter.
I think we need to revisit that. Maybe Barbie. Oh, maybe we get Barbie to make a thread on that.
Yeah, you know what?
Honestly, I love her Wednesday We Wear Pink threads. Also, I really love Quinny's Friday threads. I think they're amazing. I think it's amazing that she
MILF.
Yes, Worships MILF Monday. Mm-hmm. Amazing thread. Also, Tiff's Toes. Do you know if she still does her threads?
She hasn't been on, I think she's on Instagram more than Twitter lately. So I haven't seen any for a while. But I think I personally get more likes and retweets from the models threads than I do the promo pages.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to welcome Princess Phoebe on here. Hi.
Hey, I just came to smoke with friends.
That's awesome.
I didn't want to smoke alone.
Okay, cool. I'm glad we could be here for you.
I know, me too.
Where's Barbie?
Yeah, we're just hanging out. This is the Manky Pee Pee Podcast, episode 13. Normally, every once in a while, I have a guest on here that I interview, but I don't want to do that every single episode because I also just like having a roundtable conversation where I talk to other DOMs and see what's up. And we've just been catching up on social media and like what and other different pages that we're on because I don't know who survives solely off of Twitter, but I certainly don't. So we were just talking about just different platforms that we've used and the advantages and disadvantages. And then we've also caught up on like retweet pages and promo pages and the pros and cons of that.
Oh, cool. Thanks for catching me up.
Absolutely.
So cute. Are any of you on Wishtender?
Oh my God. A huge shout out to Wishtender. Yeah, I think we all have Wishtender, but I love Wishtender.
I have questions. I'm not on there.
You get a Wishtender.
Is it because I just thought it was like what do you call it? Like a wish list type vibe, but can you accept money through there too?
Absolutely.
Oh shit. Wow.
It's great because you can do like with Cash App, you know, if you're not in the US, if your sender is not in the US, they half the time they don't have Cash App. PayPal's not always very friendly to this kind of work. So Wishtender is perfect because it doesn't, I mean, they have, I think most countries will accept their currencies and you can put whatever dollar amount you want. You can have whatever you want on there. So Wishtender's awesome.
Wow, I did not know all that.
Yeah, Wishtender's awesome.
Yeah. How do you make Wishtender work for you? Because I feel like people don't really go on my Wishtender, and I don't really promote it because there's like so much shit you promote. So I pick my poison, honestly.
Well, it's just it's another payment method. But I think for DOMs that have subs, like a lot of subs or whatever, just it depends on the sub that they have, I guess, because if they don't have another way to pay, that's a one way to pay. But also if a sub wants to reimburse you for something, or if a sub wants to buy some, like gift you something, or if a sub wants to adopt a bill, or Wishtender is a great place to do all of that, because you can also set it up where it's a repeat purchase, like you know, mm-hmm. how like they purchase it and sometimes it'll disappear on other platforms. Like, unfortunately, Throne is like that. Like, if you or I don't, at least I know that Throne, I think that Throne is like that, Throne Gifts. But if they purchase, like, let's say your rent, wouldn't that be nice? If they're like, okay, we just want to cover your rent this month, the rent will come back. Like, you don't have to repost the rent. It just automatically shows up again.
Oh, wow. Is it? That's crazy, because were any of you on AVN when that was around?
I do not know AVN personally. Mm-hmm.
AVN was like a huge thing, like a year, I want to say like 6 to 9 months ago. And it was like another, it's like a website, kind of like Loyal Fans, but different. Like, you can accept money on it and stuff.
Oh, anyway. I've heard of that. Actually, yes. Yeah. They got taken down or something, right?
Yes.
They don't exist anymore.
They used to do like awards, like money awards for like the best creators on their site and stuff. And then they put out a thing like a couple months before they closed the site down that they were like, oh, like it stopped being about what we want it to be about. So we're going to stop monetizing on this site. So then everyone who used it as a payment method, like lost the payment method, you know? But I did not know. I thought Throne and Wishtender were kind of like the same thing, like a shopping list, like wish list type vibe. I did not know all that.
Yeah, I just use Wishtender like another payment method for the most part. I do have a Throne as well that has just the gifts on it, but I think you can accept cash through there now too. And some people even use like OnlyFans as their payment method. Really, and so many subs are afraid of the paper trail. And I think that if they use Cash App or Wishtender or like Amazon gift cards or something like that, it's less, you know, it's less conspicuous than, you know, their wife asking why they have an OnlyFans charge or something like that. So
true.
I would definitely get as many different payment methods as you're comfortable with.
Right. What percent does it take? Like 20? Like what?
I think, well, I don't know, actually. I think it depends if you're overseas. No. If it's international, they do take a cut. But I haven't found that I've gotten a cut from people in the U.S.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay, so then it's probably better than OnlyFans, because OnlyFans fees are like, that's not cute.
I mean, it might be harder when you do your taxes, though. Like, you know, and I think there was another Dom, too, that was like, how do I explain Wish Tender to my accountant? And I was like, girl, I don't know. Hello. Welcome. Oh, Mistress Veronica. Hi. Feel free to be a speaker as well. And also, Mistress Mercy is always so wonderful to be a listener, and almost every single episode she's always here. I always appreciate that. Feel free to come up and speak, you know, if you're Dom, if you're a mistress. Oh, awesome. I always love having Mistress Veronica. I like her. I'm obsessed with her voice. Hi. Oh no, a glitch in the system. Oh, okay, there we go. Can you hear us? Your mic's muted. Maybe she can't speak. Okay, I guess not.
But I see the hearts.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no worries. Awesome. So did anybody do anything for Halloween was Halloween exciting, or did you guys dress up and take pictures? Like, what was Halloween like for you guys, by the way? Because I was on Monday last weekend.
I just went out the weekend of, but Monday was a bit much. Like, I know, like, wasn't going to party on a Monday.
A lot of people went all out, like on Instagram with their costumes, at least on Instagram. I saw a lot of costumes on Instagram for like the whole month of October.
If you only had one costume this year, I feel bad for you, because your girl had four. Like, why pick one when you can wear four different days? Just wear four.
And that is why four costumes should be funded, because we can wear four costumes and look really good in four costumes, and that's why people should sign for four costumes. Just FYI.
We shouldn't even wait for Halloween for that.
Right?
Yeah.
Gonna whip it back out at some point. No occasion, just dressing up.
Yeah.
Wait, but that. really quick, back to Instagram, since I brought it up there for a second. Not only are frequently asked questions super awesome on Instagram, but the saved replies are super awesome on Instagram too, by the way. So a saved reply is like, you type in like one word and whatever reply you saved like will come up after typing that one word. So let's say like your message is, you want to say, please send in order to speak. I don't know, just as an example. So you can just start typing send, and then it'll come up where you can click that message to be written out for you. So you don't have to type the whole message over and over again.
That's awesome.
Yes.
They make those things so easy, and yet we have to be so careful on there. It really sucks, actually. But you can kind of set it up to kind of run itself. Like, I don't, in my bio on there, I say, I don't really answer. I'm honest. I'm like, I don't really get to DMs on here. Follow my other links. Because I don't. And a lot of the DMs on there, I think I shared some with some of you yesterday. Like, someone was speaking in Spanish, and I was just like, I don't speak Spanish. And they kept on like sending me message. And it was just like, I want to kiss your feet. I love your feet kind of thing. But you know, people on there use their personal accounts. So they'll have like their kid as their profile picture and they're not following you and they want, you know, it's just, I don't know. I like Instagram. The follower count has grown so much on Instagram in just the last week for me, but for some reason, because I'm not on there very much. But I love that you, thank you for telling me about these things on there that they have. Those are awesome tools.
Yeah, no, super glad I could, super glad I could help with that. I understand Instagram better than I do Twitter. That's all, that's how I've always felt about it. All right, ladies. Well, we've been at it for an hour and 20 minutes. So I think it's time for, I think it's time to sign off. Anybody, before we sign off, anybody see any interesting dicks lately or hideous dicks or weird dicks? As this is the Manky Pee Pee podcast.
Hideous. Somebody's got to have a hideous one in their DMs lately. Come on.
There was one I saw on the Twitter feed that someone posted where the guy was like on all fours in like the forest and he was completely naked. And I was like, and I could just see his dick and I was like, oh my God. It's like, you know, those little, you know, those, it was like a miniature, the cone, it was like a cone shaped dick. It was terrible. Terrible.
That sounds disgusting.
Well, we saw that one that looked like, it looked deflated, like someone had, like the guy had strength. I mean, it was his whole body. He was kneeling. I don't know who sent that, but he looked like he was strangled it. Like it had finger impressions.
No. Like, oh my God.
No. I don't know. It's in our thread somewhere, but it's like he, it kind of looked like he had squeezed it to death. And it was just like, it just wouldn't get hard anymore. He was an older gentleman, so that's possible. Oh, no. Right? I don't know.
Well, I think age affects more like the balls and the test. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry.
I just woke up from a nap. But the cone-shaped dick, I mean, it's very festive, right? It's Halloween. So I immediately
like
thought
a candy
of those.
Corn?
Yeah, the candy corn candy. So he was right on message.
No. My God. Candy corn dick. Ew.
That's perfect. That's the perfect way to describe it.
If that's for Halloween, what are we going to get for Christmas?
Oh, no.
That's a good one, Jen.
Santa hats.
Little pine cone dick.
Yeah.
And then you can give him little nicknames. I love it.
No.
What was I going to say? One of the things I've looked up on Google was like one of the most searched things about dicks is guys asking whether they can break their dick or whether their dick is broken. That's like,
oh, really I can answer that question. Yeah, you can.
You can break it.
Yeah,
you can definitely break it as somebody who has done that. Also. Yeah. Uh-huh.
As a medical point of view, not from
my boyfriend's dad got caught cheating because he broke his dick. Like couldn't use it, had to go to the hospital. Like literally.
Duh.
Yeah, no. It swells up. Anyways, it's a whole story. You need to do a whole podcast on this topic. Cause all right, like real quick, I'm gonna tell you my story, right? So I'm fucking this guy. And as I'm going at it, I'm in my head, I'm like, oh God, like it's great, but I just wish his dick was like a little bigger, you know, not, you know, just a little bigger. And all of a sudden, that's exactly what happened. But it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And he had a broken dick. We had to cut the condom off with scissors. That was fun for me.
What?
Lovely.
No. Cut the condom off? That sounds like a horror story. Like, stop.
That sounds like a Grey's Anatomy episode.
Like, what?
Yeah, we went straight Grey's Anatomy right in my bedroom. I really like the look on his face of sheer horror. Yeah, exactly. As I took the scissors, he was like, oh my God, be careful. I'm like, we're way past that point, baby.
Very happy to say A1.
But props to him for going as long as he did before you had to stop and cut the condom. I mean, it had to take in a bit for it to swell. He just kept on going, so something was good.
Like feeling it, she loved it. She was Definitely.
I mean, you wanted it to be bigger. I mean,
careful what you wish for. Yeah,
it was right? Exactly.
It was a moment. A moment.
But how like, you can only break it if it's hard. Like you can't break a flaccid dick. Like I just don't think.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I was like. Like, how much are you guys jerking off that the one of the top Google searches is, did I break my dick or can I break my dick? Like, Jesus Christ. Dogman 28 is requesting to speak and I don't know. Okay, so I go on your Twitter. It says these tweets are protected. You've got one follower. You're not owned. You didn't tribute anyone. So, you know,
That would have been fun. Come on, that would have been like spinning the wheel. Let's see what we get. What kind of crazy we get. But he left, so fuck him.
No, man. No, I'm tired of listening to men talk that aren't doing anything for me.
Yeah. That's most men. So
exactly. That's why I don't talk to most men.
I love what we do because men sexualize you anyway, but in this setting, you can control it. You can pick how you're sexualized. It's all up to you. You make all the shots in this scenario. So yeah, men sexualize you anyway, but might as well profit.
Amen. All right, ladies, I do have to go. So
nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, it was super awesome speaking to all of you.
This was a strong finish. Thank you.
This was the best way to come. Yeah.
I loved it, Mom. Thank you for having it on a Saturday so that some of us could join. They're always great to hear you guys because we talk all the time in the chat, but like this is like real humans and just relax.
Also, we're verifying ourselves.
Yes, right. I'm like whenever I actually got a DM really quick not too long ago about someone that was like, do you have a verification or something like that, and I literally responded saying like, you have clearly done zero research on me, and they never responded back.
It's like 2022. It's not the day and age to be still asking for verification videos.
All right, lovies. Have a great rest of your day. Make that bank and don't take shit from anyone.
Absolutely.
Love you, girl.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.